Now Dave tells a story. He's got a character, T-Bone, and he kind of based it off of a guy that used to, he was a drifter that stayed here for a year, called, everybody nicknamed Four-Way George.
Does he work here?
He's an orderly.
Name's Gerald Tibbins. Friends just call me T-Bone. Hey, they give you the last rites yet? I'll tell you what, why don't you give me one of them baseball steel signs like this? Whoop, 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 whoop.
Saturday Night Live was just the beginning. Soon, David Koechner's talents would land him a myriad of roles in TV series and feature films.
The first time I met him was actually watching Anchorman. And I said to Paul, who is that? And he said, well, that's Dave Koechner. I said, well, I know the name. And then he went on to tell me about him. And he said, brother, you know he's from Tipton. And I'm like, no.
I'm a mess without you. I miss being with you. I miss being near you. I miss your laugh.
He played the sportscaster in Anchorman, so that was always funny to see his parody of the sort of stuff that I do for a living.
You know, the first time I knew of Koechner, the Farrelly brothers, they said, you got to see this guy perform. It was The Naked Trucker, and he was hilarious. And then I've done a couple of films with him.
Everybody says Anchorman because he, you know, gets into his character and he's just funny. But really, the first thing I saw him do was stand up. And I was like, dude, finally somebody is coming from a perspective of you're in an entertainment business, you get to meet a lot of people, and he is, and like, it's right. What he's saying is totally true.
It's expensive to raise kids, right? A lot of money. School, food, they eat every day. 3 times a day, sometimes more. Clothes. It's illegal to send them out there naked.
First time I saw Dave on film. I'll be honest, I've not seen.
I've had an opportunity to play a lot of different stuff. So I've been Fat Uncle Earl on Hannah Montana. I have 3 daughters, and they were fans of the show. From that to Piranha 3DD. So I think that show's just incredible range. Some might go, that guy's a hack. But to me, I'm like, really? I can do this and that.
You watch him work on stage, and 2 thoughts go through your mind. First, look at the size of that man. Just pure mass. It's impressive. And then your second thought is, how is he still agile like a cat, carrying all that weight, honestly? And then I guess there is a third thought, which is, I'm sure those kids are going to turn out just fine. What I do love about Dave is his ability to fulfill the sacred truth of comedy, which is anything for a laugh. If you had that in your heart and soul, you cannot lose.
I wish I had his ability to be as fast at improv as he does. The guy's he's a master.
He's got the full spectrum on the comedy spectrum. He can run the gauntlet. He knows what's funny about a scene, and he knows how to go get it and make it better. And generally, that's what it takes to be a good comedian.
You can't break his spirit or his will to succeed beyond his talent. And that really is what I think will be on his epitaph, a man who succeeded beyond his talent. Which, if I may, is sort of the goal of the whole thing. You know, life.
David's acting career was flourishing in Los Angeles, yet his Midwestern values stayed strong. And it would take a woman with those same values to steal his heart.
I'm in the Kansas City airport.
I was actually sitting there reading My People magazine with my brother Patrick, who's a year older than I.
And this guy goes, hey, Dave! And I thought I knew the guy. And then this girl plops down beside me that was next to the other guy.
And I liked everything about how he looked. I liked his bald head. I liked his jacket. I liked his cool boots. And I was like, he's darling. And I said, hey, Patrick said I should invite you to my New Year's Eve party.
She said, because normally I have a celebrity coming to my New Year's Eve parties, and this year I don't. And I said, oh, well, I'll come to your party, and you still won't have a celebrity coming. We start talking. She's from a family of 6 kids. I'm from a family of 6 kids, blah, 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 blah. She tells me that it doesn't bother her at all that I've had a stroke. And I said, well, I haven't had a stroke, so it doesn't bother me that you think I have.
And then my brother ended up saving him a seat on the airplane. We were talking kind of over Patrick, and I kept looking over at him, and I was like, I can't believe this. This is my husband. And as we talked over him, my brother Pat goes,
Dave, are you attracted to my sister? Because Lee, you've met your match. So Dave, I have a feeling you're going to be around for a long time.
And we have been together ever since.
She knew on the plane right away that we were going to be together. Of course, I'm a guy, and so I didn't know.
She's pretty.
That's all I knew. I'm thinking I want to go on a date with her. She's my KC girl. Sunday, September 14th, 1997. Get up, propose to Lee. I asked her to marry me. She said yes. And then later that day, we went to the Chiefs game. So that's a good way to celebrate an engagement, right? We played the Bills, and we won. So, yeah, Chiefs, you have a little place in my heart.